The United States Senate's list of experts making recommendations for a 21st century government doesn't include any contractors or contracting groups. Agencies and think tanks will submit recommendations, but so far, no organizations that represent government's industry partners. Roger Waldron is president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Roger, you're writing about Dan Tangerlini testifying to the Senate Homeland Security Committee, and you mentioned that what he didn't say is just as important as what he did say. What did you miss that you didn't like the fact that you missed, Roger?
Well, Francis, thanks for having me on the show again, first of all. And I guess, you know, the thing that seems to be missing, at least from the testimony and GSA's, a lot of its strategic statements these days, is a recognition or an appreciation or an engagement with the contractor community. GSA is a relatively small agency, but it has a huge role in delivering value and savings to the U.S. government through its procurement programs. But it doesn't do that in a vacuum. It creates a marketplace for customer agencies and for contractors to transact business and deliver and compete and deliver on agency mission requirements. And, you know, I've said many times, it's a three-legged stool, right? It's GSA, it's the contractor community, and it's customer agencies, and they all have to work together. And I think, the MythBusters idea of dialogue with between government and industry, GSA and the contractors, I think needs to be reinvigorated a little bit.
Would that MythBusters model work in the same way, in this way, that OFPP tried to get it to work?
It can. I mean, it's a question of, for example, let's talk about, there's a recent announcement now they're looking to do strategic sourcing for office furniture. And I know GSA has spent months and months and months talking to the Commodity Council, that's all the internal sort of buyers or their customers, and talked about what they're thinking about, what should be the first target, literally months and months and months. And now, you know, an RFI gets issued, a request for information issued to the public, essentially to the furniture manufacturing companies, asking them for feedback. And, you know, GSA says you have 30 days to provide the feedback. And on top of that, there's going to be an industry day, but it's a virtual industry day, not a face-to-face industry day where you can, you know, much can be accomplished when you're, you know, sitting down across from folks and having a real conversation about things. I'm a big believer in that. I mean, virtual is a great way to push out information. I don't think it's the most effective way to communicate ideas, concepts, and information. And I think, so there's a balance there. I think, you know, that I know GSA is very focused on its customer. So are its contractors. But contractors need to be part of that conversation. And real strategic sourcing that leads to best value outcomes, you know, depends on buyers and sellers, you know, developing a focused and deeper understanding of each other's missions, their technical requirements, their business drivers. You know, the goal should be engagement with industry to figure out not only how to better buy, but how you can actually do things that reduce transactional costs for the companies who are trying to provide goods and services to the federal government.
Roger Waldron's president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, writing about the issue of the 21st century government and the missing link in that push from the United States Senate. The strategic sourcing issue and how it will affect prices and how it will affect the contracting base is, you're not the only person that's worried about that, Roger, and you know that. Do you get a sense that anybody that can do anything about it, though, is hearing your concerns and the concerns of the other people that are involved here?
I think the people are starting to listen. I think they've listened more recently. The concern is that, you know, the focus of strategic sourcing appears to be totally a price-based model, and that, you know, that's the one objective measure that the government can focus on, and they're looking at pricing and focusing solely on that in terms of driving down costs. Well, I think it needs to be a best value approach. That's what we continually talk about. I know people are very concerned about the supply chain and what's the long-term impact. to the extent GSA and strategic sourcing strategies reduce the supply chain or reduce the number of contractors who are willing to engage with the federal government. I think there are, people are starting to pay attention across the stakeholder community. Both, obviously companies are paying attention and they're talking to me about it a lot. But I think, you know, folks on the Hill a little bit are starting to pay more attention to what the impact of it is. And I think customer agencies are also starting to think about what makes sense, because many of these, strategic sourcing efforts, like, for example, managed print services, there's not a lot of volume going through that. And actually, agencies are using the GSA schedule contracts rather than the managed print services, FSSI, BPAs. Well, why are they doing that? Because the contracts, obviously, the market rules, you know, provide and meet the requirements better than the strategic sourcing vehicles do. So I think to a certain extent, and the way these things often work is that there's a lot of energy to try to focus on these generic cross-cutting government sort of procurements that are strategic sourcing. But agencies make intelligent business decisions, and if they see other opportunities that get them better value, they will do that.
You write in this piece that the coalition's developed a set of strategic sourcing principles that we hope will spark a dialogue with GSA, customer agencies, and industry regarding the current strategic sourcing approach. How well do those principles, though, match up with the stated goals of the administration on what they want to get out of strategic sourcing, Roger?
I don't think they're they're inconsistent with each other. I think that everybody has it. We're all taxpayers. We want the government to get a good deal. We believe, you know, that strategic acquisition offers government industry an opportunity to work together to reduce costs, unnecessary costs, and deliver better value for agencies and the American people. I think here we're talking about, at a tactical level, differences in views on how to best accomplish that. For example, we're very focused on requirements. Requirements are the key, fundamentally. That's the philosophy that we're trying to put across. And the closer the transaction is to the requirements holder, I think the better deal you can get, the better value you can get, the clearer the requirements articulated, the holder of the requirement can actually make volume commitments. And those are the things that drive better pricing and better value from the private sector. So yes, should they use BPAs off the GSA schedules? Yes, we believe that that's a great tool to use. Should they be agency-specific BPAs that leverage agency requirements where they know their funding patterns, know what they actually need to buy, rather than using generic government-wide BPAs that don't make volume commitments and are very generic in their requirements? Yeah, we think you should do the strategic agency-specific BPAs as part of a strategic sourcing approach, and have the agencies report, you know, the outcomes and how they're improving performance, reducing cost, and delivering greater value.
Right.
That's an alternative approach that we have the same goals, we just different tactics, I would fair to say.
We've got a link to those principles and to what you're writing about this at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later this afternoon. Roger, thanks for being on to talk about it.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Francis. I appreciate it. Hope my voice is okay.
You're doing fine.
My cold.
You told me you had a cold before we went on the air. It didn't even sound like it. You gave yourself away.
I thought I made it all through the winter, the worst winter we've had in years, right? But
right.
Now all of a sudden I got a spring cold, I guess.
Well, you would have pulled it off if you hadn't given yourself away, my friend.
I'll remember that next time.
Great to talk to you as always. Roger Waldron is the president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. You can hear my conversation with him later this afternoon at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.